Workers in the Message, St. Helena, California, February 20th, 1913. To the workers in the message. Last night I seemed to be in earnest conversation with some of our brethren who seemed to be unable to take a broad view of the work that God desired them to do. Some, in their efforts, were going beyond that which was wise and prudent, while others were falling short of that which was required of them. I was trying to make these brethren understand the necessity of carrying the work forward intelligently, so that one worker would not tear down the work that another was endeavoring to build up. This morning, after dressing, I began to look over a collection of manuscripts that lay on my office table. The first on which my eye fell was one in which were laid down principles that lie at the foundation of all successful efforts for souls, principles that every worker needs prayerfully and carefully to study. Again and again I have been impressed to write that which, if studied under the direction of the Holy Spirit, would enable our brethren to take right views of their privileges and responsibilities. But unless these principles are so studied, they cannot be worked out in the experience. Unless there is a united drawing with God, unless those in positions of leadership lift up their hearts to heaven, confessing their defects of character and pleading for help to reach a higher standard, they will not discern their own spiritual needs or strive successfully for higher attainments. Because a worker does not see the importance of a fellow worker's efforts, he should not pull back and make the work go hard. Every laborer should now be working with zeal and energy, pressing onward and upward. There should be no such thing as backsliding from the light that has guided us for so many years. God is calling upon His people to reach a higher standard of spirituality, to work unitedly. Much of the work being accomplished in the cause of present truth would require not more than half the labor than it now demands if the workers would come unitedly to the help of the Lord, lending their courage and zeal, their faith and influence, to the building up of whatever enterprise is called for. A sad mistake is made when workers take up some work that God has not set them and carry it forward as if that were the plan of the Lord. The result is disappointment, and when the realization comes that they have been in error, it is often the case that the workers fall into discouragement and go off on a line that leads directly away from the reformations that God desires to see wrought. There is a great work to be done, and we do not half realize its sacredness or appreciate its uplifting influence on the lives that are yielded to its fashioning. We are to learn to take God at His word, for thus only can we carry out His purposes. There should be no holding back on the part of any. With all the light that has been given us, we cannot truthfully say, we did not understand His will. Let there be a drawing together, everyone lifting in spiritual lines. Let us manifest a godlike earnestness of purpose instead of taking an attitude of careless indifference. The indifference manifested by some discourages those who are trying to do faithful work. Not all are pursuing a course of indifference. There are some who are reviewing their past mistakes and are learning from these mistakes the lessons that God would teach them. They are making close examination of self. These workers are studying their own lives in the light of Christ's perfect example and are becoming changed into the same image. Our ministers have some experiences to gain that have not yet been gained, standards to reach higher than those yet attained. They have lessons to learn of personal ministry for souls. There is a special work to be done for the newly converted. Do not think when these have embraced the doctrines of the message that you can leave them there. Many have thus been left in spiritual darkness. They know not how to go forward. Go to these souls. Pray with them. Lift them up. Do not rest until you see that they are striving to reach the standard that God's word sets for His children. We talk much about the truth, but unless we live the truth, unless we ourselves are reaching its standard and helping others to reach it, our work will not have the approval of heaven. We do not realize how untiring are Satan's efforts to sap our spirituality. He is working mightily that the people of God may be only half converted. Then self will swell to large proportions, and there will be no revelation to the world of the transforming power of God. If this power does not rest upon God's people and move them to sanctified action, they cannot do the work in the earth that He has shown us must be done. Without this power, they will not realize their responsibility as His representatives in a world of unbelief.